This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. The news. Well, I'm sure you saw the video of the airplane flipping upside down by now. Flying from, was a Delta regional jet. Flying from, I think, Minneapolis to Toronto, gets to the airport, and you can see it's icy out, but it's not clear if that's what caused it. I would think that's at least part of what caused it, right? But they said it's not clear yet. They said that there were wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour, or crosswinds, whatever. Something caused this jet, though, to touch the ground and then flip over. And shockingly, nobody died. There were some injuries, I think, maybe 18 injuries, and a couple of them were fairly serious, but nobody died.
Delta Airlines Flight 4819 crashed into the runway and overturned.
The aircraft starts upside down and burning.
Video posted on social media shows passengers evacuating the plane, operated by regional jet company Endeavor Air.
Yo, I was just on this plane.
All 76 passengers and four crew members are accounted for. Paramedic services saying at least 18 were injured, including a child.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that somebody wasn't killed. They got him out of the plane, right. So I get it. But when you see that thing flip over and then see that there's an engine on fire, man, you just think somebody could get trapped in there. Listening to the tower talk to the pilots, it didn't sound like there was anything going on.
Good land, 23 Endeavor, 4819.
We're going to wing him.
I am okay. No problem. Are you able to go to 2000?
We can give it a try for the weather link. I want that back.
This airplane just crashed at 23. Probably 1 minute back. I got no traffic here, so just let me know what you'd like to do. We just had a crash on runway 23 here.
We've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Not ideal.
Everyone seems very calm. I guess maybe that's what you're supposed to do in those situations is remain calm. But like from the moment they're getting ready to land until the crash, even the guys on the ground are like, and there's a crash. I don't know what you guys want to do, but you might want to deal with that crash over there. It looks like the plane's on fire. And I think that's the pilot saying, yep, plane has crashed It is on fire. The thought of being upside down, I can only think of like movies. You see it in a movie when they do
it. All locked in.
Right. You've got your seatbelt on. You're upside down now. You know you've got to unbuckle your seatbelt, fall to the roof. And I'm sure once you see that fire, too, that motivates you to say, all right, I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yes, but I'm talking about, like, I see what you're saying. But, like, it's not like you're strapped in.
Right.
Right? So my thing is, like, you're upside down and, like, kind of
with your
hanging
lap.
like the letter N almost.
Right.
Like it's got to be really hard to get to that belt.
That's what
right?
I thought.
And then like, do I undo it? Because now I'm just gonna fall on my head.
Right.
Right. It's not like you have, like, the, I guess, you know, like the roller coaster straps over your shoulders. You don't have that. It's like a bus belt, you know? And if you're upside down, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's on fire. You undo it. And, but it's like, man.
Yeah.
That's not ideal. That's not the ideal belt for being alive and upside down.
No, it is not. And part of me wondered, too, when you've got that lap belt.
It's the ideal belt for what it's used for, which is, hey, there's a little bit of turbulence that stops you from bouncing up and down.
Don't
but upside down, it's a son of a bitch, man.
And I'm trying to think, like, do you need to relieve some of the tension to be able to unbuckle that thing? You must not, because if you're hanging upside down, I don't think you would be able to. They did talk to passengers who were on the plane and talked about what it was like being
there. It is, like, on our side and then flipped over on our back. Where we ended up, there was, like, a big fireball out the left side of the plane. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out, get out, get out. We could smell like jet fuel.
Okay, somebody on Twitch said that right there is why you keep your tray table in the full and upright position. Just thinking about that. So I always thought of the tray table as, you know, you hit your head on it if there's a crash maybe. But I suppose if it is down, it could get in your way, couldn't it? I'm just trying to imagine if I'm upside down, then now I'm trapped on top of the tray table. I mean, I guess we can laugh because everybody's okay, but or at least not dead. Nobody died. But, yeah, there's been a lot of airplanes. And this plane is very similar to the one that crashed into the helicopter.
What is the reason for the crashes? Is it just coincidence?
Probably, right? I mean, yeah, there's a new administration. And
right, but any changes like, you'd have made, would it have caused this many?
All of a sudden?
I mean, like, it'd be hard to...
Right, right.
I don't know. Crazy. Maybe there's an air traffic controller be like, yeah, no, it is because of this. Or, like, just coincidence, you know.
I'm with you.
Right. I don't know the answer to that. I lean towards coincidence,
I
don't know.
Because, like you said, it would take a while for that stuff to trickle down. If you said, like, hey, these regional jets... You know, we had that crash in Buffalo ever many years ago, and people got serious about it, and they cracked down, and since then they've loosened up, and now there's been more issues. Maybe something like that, but that wouldn't be because Trump took over.
No.
I wouldn't think. So I got to think that it's coincidence, but it is a lot of stuff, especially when you look at that crash in D.C., and they talk about this is the first major incident since this year, and how many years you have to go back, because flying in America is really, like, really, really safe, and basically... Almost nothing ever happens. So to have this many things happen in such a short amount of time does seem kind of crazy. I mentioned this to you earlier, Lazlo, but big sequel finally announced. It's been rumored forever, but they finally, Warner Brothers has announced, yes, there will be a sequel.
Go join your friends, you wiggles.
Are you good?
Brings back memories. Well, now we know a Goonies sequel is officially in the works. A representative from Warner Brothers Studio confirming the news to Entertainment Weekly. So the question now, will any of the original cast return?
Yeah, they don't know anything about it yet. All they've said is that it is official. And if you are a Goonies fan, like myself, you know that this has been rumored for a long time. How would they do it?
No, I don't
probably
know
be
why
their kids.
I missed that movie. Like, it's age-wise, it's in my wheelhouse.
Because I think people who are a little bit younger than... You know, when it comes out, you would think this is the age range of
people.
So
they were like my age.
The guys who were in it are your age. You know what I mean?
Right,
I think the people who watched it, a lot of them, were a little bit younger. Like you said earlier, it's aspirational when you're a kid. Those are the older kids. They seem cool. As a kid that age, maybe you think, this is kind of lame. We don't act like this. Whatever. You know, whenever they portray, that's the same reason why they use old actors in high school movies. So that high school kids will watch it because they think, this is what I wish I was like. This is what I wish my high school friends were like. It's like, yeah, well, they're all 30 years old. But that's my guess. The people I know who are really into it, the oldest guy I know who's really into it, because my brothers aren't interested at all. I don't even know that they've ever fully seen it.
I don't know that I've seen it in its entirety either, to be honest with you.
My best friend's older brother is like a year older than us, and he's been there. He's taken the trip to Oregon, I think, more than once. When we were kids, he could recite the movie line for line without even turning it on. He knew every line in the movie. He was a big fan, but he's like, you know, a year or two older than me. My brother, who's your age... No interest that I know of. It's never come up. I would not think to tell him, hey, guess what? They're making a Goonies sequel. I felt like over time that's kind of common with these quote-unquote kids movies, teen movies, that if you're just a little bit younger than the kids being portrayed, you're more likely to enjoy it, you know? Even like Labyrinth.
Right, so I probably like the stuff that was... You know, kids old or kids in high school, not kids in middle school.
Right, so the high school movies that came out at that time, you probably
loved them.
And, well, like Pretty in Pink and those movies.
No, was that the same time?
So, I mean, close enough. Goonies is probably 85,
It says 85, yeah.
Okay, 1985. So, you know, right smack dab in the middle of the 80s. I don't know when Pretty in Pink came out or Breakfast Club, but they'd all be pretty close, right? Early to mid-80s. So, yeah, I feel like that's kind of a thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you look, I'm just looking at it now. Pretty in Pink's 86. The Breakfast Club is 85. And I love that movie. Weird Science, 16 Candles, they're all right there.
And see, these kids were like...
St. Elmo's Fire, 1985.
Yeah. And those kids seem so much older in Breakfast Club.
The Sure Thing, even 1985.
I felt like Josh Brolin was the high school kid in Goonies. He was the older brother. And he was the high school kid. Everyone else was kind of like junior high.
Yeah.
They behaved like they were in junior high.
Teen Wolf, 1985.
Teen Wolf, yep, there you go. And so, Cohen, you're probably not a big Goonies fan. You're...
It's fine.
Are there people your age who absolutely love it?
Oh, sure.
I'm just saying, is it a known thing that a lot of people your age love that? I feel like it's probably a narrow window where it's mostly 40-year-olds now who really...
I think it's a little above millennial.
Yeah, I think it's young Gen Xers and old millennials.
It's
I get caught in this trap all the time.
There's like a four-year window right there.
All this stuff that I'm supposed to like as a millennial... I just find, like, well, that's... I was just born in between. Yeah, because they were raising me on all the Gen X bands. I was a kid when all the Gen X movies, all the Gen X bands...
smacked out of the middle
of the millennial stuff. Right. And by the time that millennial stuff really hit, I was already 20. Something like that, you know? So I... It's tough. They call old millennials zennials sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's probably fair, because I think there's a lot of Gen X stuff that we end up liking. And we miss out on a lot of the millennial stuff at the same time. All right, we're going to take a break. But I am... For the first time maybe ever, really excited to talk to you guys about hockey. I know Lazo, maybe not the world's biggest hockey fan, but he is from Detroit, and he is a Red Wings fan to the extent that, you know, when the Red Wings are doing well. I mean, you had Red Wings.
I've been to a Stanley Cup before. I have gone to games when they were bad.
Okay.
With my dad and my uncle and friends, and when I went in high school, we'd wear bags on our head and shirts that said the dead things.
Okay.
We were those guys. So I've been to a bunch of hockey games in my life. I do like hockey.
It's, you know,
I just, since I moved here, there's no team.
Right. And it's hard to watch your team.
Yeah. Like, I think it's more of a regional sport.
Yeah.
In that sense where, like, I'd watch a Red Wings game if it's on.
Just hard to find
right,
one that's on.
And, you know, so if it's not on.
I mean, you named your cat after a Red Wings player.
I did.
So, and I've seen you in Red Wings stuff.
Yeah.
So you know more about it than I do. And I'm not familiar with this whole best of country thing, but I want to get your take on it, because in this little moment here where there's this sports drought, I feel like this is something to look forward to. And it's happening on Thursday. I'm pretty excited, but we'll explain what happened in a second.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder of hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right. The rest of the news. You know any friends that work for the government that are worried they're going to lose their job or have lost their job? I know one person that's, I'd say worried. They're pretty confident that they're going to lose their job. So that's, but it's not anyone in my immediate family, but, well, I guess pretty close to my immediate family. But I know I see a lot of people online talking about themselves or loved ones losing their jobs because of these cuts to government spending and Elon's Doge. What is it? It's a
Department of Government
department?
Efficiency.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it a department? His Doge movement, let's call it. The Department of Government Efficiency going in and I think they say slashing and burning spending.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk's wrecking ball style overhaul of the federal government, which has already terminated thousands of jobs, added an agency head this weekend when the acting commissioner of the Social Security Administration resigned. According to two sources, career official Michelle King stepping down after a clash with staffers from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency over access to sensitive government records.
They suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments.
That woman, obviously a spokesperson for the White House, saying, hey, we're paying all these dead people.
Right.
We got to stop that.
Yeah,
but the you know, the heads of those departments are saying, hey, why you shouldn't? Elon shouldn't have access to this stuff. He wants to look at taxpayer stuff, Social Security stuff. So you got that woman who resigned. You know, I don't understand how any of this stuff works. I do know when you start to hear about people saying, oh, I think so-and-so is going to lose their job. You go, really? Is that a government job? Yeah, technically is. And you go, wow, a lot of these, I guess, are government jobs. And if they're really going to lay all those people off. I did see, and I don't know if this is actually true. This could be the media making something out of nothing. But that they fired some
nuclear safety specialists that were part that were government employees, and then they're like, "Never mind, we want them back."
Oh, I did see
and they're having a hard time, a hard time getting them back. But I don't know the details on that, so I just know that there's a lot of talk about people losing jobs if they work for the government. So hopefully, if you work for the government, your job is safe. The Pope is going to need some more time in the hospital, guys. He's not doing well. I know you've been worried. He's got bronchitis, and if you have you ever had bronchitis?
Yeah.
God, man, it's the worst. I got it in college, and I think it did, like, permanent damage. It changed me. And
I did see this. Just to get back to the Mustang, I want to look at it. You're right about the nuclear thing. The other part of it that people were talking about was that he fired FDA employees who were the ones reviewing the clinical trials for Neuralink. So.
Yeah. So,
like, there's just, kind of like I said, there's part of it like, hey, they're paying 10 million of people Social Security. I'm like, yeah, get rid of it.
Right.
Like, whatever. And I don't know. Like, I get it. If you're a government employee, you know, I hate that you're losing your job, but I don't know. Like, people lose their jobs all the time. Like, it, you know, if they don't need it, if they came in here today and said we don't need afternoon drive guys, I wouldn't be like, ah. It happens.
No, but it just sucks that you're losing your job. I get it.
It sucks, but I don't know that they should not do that. You know what I mean?
I don't know either. I don't know
what
these people do.
But also, then I read this. I'm like, well, okay, fine. And then I'm like, well, why are you? Well, but you're firing the Neuralink people. Like, so you just end up reading and you're like, yeah, like, I don't necessarily hate everything you're doing, but God, do I hate the people doing it.
Right.
Right? Because I don't trust any of you. Like, none of you. I don't trust any of you.
Yeah, I've never felt like I'm able to trust their motives.
It's like when I saw RFK say, you know, hey, we're going to make some changes to, like, you know, I don't know, ivermectin. Did you see that statement or whatever?
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And it's because Big Pharma can't get a patent on it. And that's why, and I'm like, all right. Well, who do you want me to trust here?
Exactly.
RFK or Big Pharma? Because I don't like either one of you.
Right.
It's really like they have really put you in a position of, I don't like any of these people.
Yeah. I'm supposed to have a representative who's not part of the money-making machine on my side. And now that representative is someone that I don't know that I trust, you know? Says some contradicting things, some confusing things. Well, you know, the Pope, I'm sure he gets good health care because he's in the Vatican, which is a pretty rich little country there from what I hear. But he is going to be in the hospital for a while longer with bronchitis, so we wish him well.
This morning, another update from the Vatican on the Pope's serious case of bronchitis. A new statement says the Holy Father continues to be without fever, adding his clinical condition is stable. On Monday, the Vatican offering a new detail. Pope Francis is fighting a polymicrobial infection of the respiratory tract, which has led to a further modification of the therapy, adding test results indicate a complex clinical picture that will require an appropriate hospital stay.
Okay, translation, he's not getting better like we would like. He's very sick, and so he's going to have to be in the hospital a while longer. One thing I will say about this whole Pope situation is that I watched that Conclave movie, so now I know how they vote for a Pope. Did you watch that?
No.
What's it streaming on? Maybe Peacock, one of those that's their big movie. I think it's nominated for Best
Picture. I think I know how it works. They write in somebody's name, and then if they don't all agree, then they put in a thing and they burn it.
Yeah.
If it burns a certain color, then there's no new Pope. If it burns another color, then there's a new Pope,
Got
it.
Well, if that's all the information you need, then you don't need the behind-the-scenes look. That Conclave movie was pretty good, though, but it's definitely one of those, I don't know, it's a little hoity-toity, like, you know. It's good. It's as far in that direction as I can go. Anything past that, and I go, this is over my head, I don't get it. Conclave, I could watch and understand, and I enjoyed it. The hockey games. I didn't know that these hockey games were going to happen. I know almost nothing about hockey.
Right.
So I find out that over the weekend, the United States is playing Canada. And this is part of a best-on-best matchup, they call it. There's four countries, and they face off in this like round-robin scenario. And the United States is playing Canada. They haven't played in like over a decade, maybe. It's been a long time since the two teams have played one another. And of course, during the national anthem, I looked it up, Lazo. Yes, they did boo the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. But that wasn't even the big news, because at this point, we just expect Canada to boo the national anthem. But the puck drops, is that what we say?
Sure, yeah.
Does that sound like I know what I'm talking about? And within the first 9 seconds, there are three fights. They drop gloves for the first fight immediately. They barely get those guys up on their skates, and get the puck back on the ice, and then boom, a second fight. And right. then after the second fight, I'd say you had maybe 4 seconds of play, and then boom, again, another big fight. So I'm thinking as I'm watching that, oh my God, this is, and the announcers are talking about how crazy this is. You know, look at, this is unprecedented, which I don't right. know, it's actually
Let's
unprecedented.
Finally drop this puck, get the action going. The Tkachuk brothers are on the ice, flanking Jack Eichel and John Cooper with them. They're going to drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel right off the hop.
Okay, so that just kept happening. It happened 2 more times after that, and all I could think was, God, I hope the United States won that game. Well, they did. The United States won 3-1. So now, I guess, because of the way this round robin works and what happened with Canada in their other game, they're going to play again on Thursday night, it looks like. And okay. if USA Today is correct, it'll be on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Someone on Twitch said earlier it would be on TNT, which I was kind of hoping, because I think NHL games usually are on Warner, TNT, Max, whatever. I see them streaming on Max a lot. But at least according to this article in USA Today, they said that this game will be on ESPN. I will watch this. I'm genuinely excited about this, to see those two teams out there. And look, does Canada have reasons to be annoyed with the United States? I don't know. But what I do know is I'm not Canadian. I'm American. And I know that Canadians love hockey. I mean, they love it. That's their sport. They absolutely love hockey. So for the Americans to beat them at their own game, I mean, that's a good feeling.
They're being 3-1.
3-1, right? I saw they called that a low-scoring game, Lazo. I didn't know that that was considered a low-scoring
game. Seems average to me, but I don't know.
What's scary is, in the beginning of the game, the first goal was scored by Canada. And so, you know, as I'm watching the replay, the highlights, I'm like, oh my God, the United States, did they get their asses kicked? But no, they went on to score 3 more unanswered goals. They win 3-0. And of course, I guess the announcers and the journalists are saying that booing the national anthem, all that tension, really motivated the Team USA.
Okay.
So booed again, because I'm excited. This is like the 2-3 weeks of just no sports. There's nothing going on. Lazo's watching college baseball, for Christ's sake.
So it is on ESPN, ESPN Plus.
Okay, so Thursday night. You'll watch it, won't you?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what's on the line. They said that this is this best on best is something that takes the place of like an all-star week.
Yeah.
So they don't do it very often. And what it was like Finland, Sweden, the United States, and Canada. Something. There's 4 countries. I don't really understand. That seems like very few teams. But it's, I guess, how it works. And so the United States will play Canada again. And I don't know if that's to be... It said the United States lost to Sweden, so maybe they're going to be playing for
second place.
It will be the actual championship.
That's what it said.
For first place. Okay. I'm excited. I mean, really, this is, if you had to pick a week of the biggest sports drought, or even a couple weeks, this is it, right?
I did see a thing that said, hey, we're the NBA All-Star Game, and it just had people, you know, walking and, you know, first to 40, and it was like, you know, hey, we're the NFL All-Star Game. And yeah, all this stuff. And it was like, hey, we're the Hockey All-Star Game. And they just drop the gloves and start fighting.
I love it.
Yeah,
they got to figure out how to fix these All-Star Pro Bowl-type
hockey doesn't, apparently.
But hockey's got the right idea. And I don't know. I know football players, they don't want their valuable players getting injured. And it's a sport where people get injured a lot. I get it. So I don't know
what with hockey.
I don't know what you do with football. Are there just as many injuries in hockey?
Yeah, a lot of them. Guys are all trying.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, but look, if they can do this, it didn't look to me like they were just having fun with it.
No.
They're being serious about it, and I'm excited to watch hockey this week. I'm excited to have hockey to watch this week. So Thursday night, USA versus Canada. I'll have to sign up for ESPN Plus again.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.